Plenty to talk about, obviously, still with COVID-19 and the particularly effects on business, and also with the federal budget coming up very soon too. So we thought we'd catch up with our federal MP in Lisa Chesters. Lisa, good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning, Robbo. Good to be on the program.
Now, first of all, congratulations too on your pregnancy. Wonderful news again.
Yes, yeah, thank you very much. It's a little bit nervous to the idea of two bubs under two, but it's wonderful. Like all kind of expecting mums, you know, I'm doing well and trying not to get too nervous or excited all at the same time.
Yeah, no, it's always a bit of both, but congratulations anyway. Hey, let's talk about, first of all, the travel industry. And I see now, from a broader perspective, STA into liquidation, Australia-wide, lots and lots of branches gone. And I saw the piece when you were talking to iTalk Travel, losing 95% of business. It's just almost too hard to comprehend.
It is, and it's a demonstration of how the government really needs to extend the hand of support to our travel agents and travel industry. You know, it's pretty easy for the Deputy Prime Minister to say to get back to work. Our travel industry does, but they can't. Our international borders are closed. Their business won't return until it's safe for people to travel overseas. So it's one of those industries where it's no fault of their own. And just like we help farmers during drought, we should help our travel industry out until they're able to trade in an environment where there aren't these travel restrictions.
Yeah. Well, even the borders within Australia for travel within Australia, obviously that needs to get sorted to make it a lot easier too, because there are great limitations still in place there.
Exactly. And the Premier in WA today was hinting that the border to Victoria and WA may not open for another couple of months. Now, knowing that, that's why the government, the federal government, need to step in and support this industry. We know restrictions are in place. It's no fault of this industry that Victorians can't travel, that local people in Bendigo can't travel. Travel is actually a big employer. Everyone I've spoken to in the industry loves their jobs. They're incredibly passionate about their work. They're helping people get refunds, yet they're not able to book those new adventures for people. And that's where they make their money. And that's why the government needs to help them out.
Yeah. And what is the most practical way to extend and not decrease JobKeepers and other money that is available to them?
That is definitely one way. That's probably the easiest way. People working in the travel industry who are full-time, who are sole traders, they've just been hit with a $300 a fortnight pay cut because JobKeeper's been cut. The industry's also come up with a few of their own ideas on how the government could help. They're asking for concessional loans, again, like we have done in the past to help our farmers. That's just to help them sort of pay their bills so they're not trading in the red.
Yes.
They're also asking too that any sort of voucher system that the government might introduce to encourage people to travel, that you encourage people to use their local travel agent, a bit of shop local. Shop is easy to go online, but if you shop local, you're helping to secure those local jobs. And that's critical. If you're going to have a government program, you want to make sure you support as many jobs as possible.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that I know you've been talking about and are going to be talking about more today as well is key local infrastructure projects. And I mean, talking of travel, actually, the Bendigo Airport expansion is a big part of that. That, again, you're looking for more support for this area.
Well, we've got the federal budget coming up next week, so there's a perfect opportunity for the Prime Minister and the federal government to commit to Bendigo by funding local infrastructure projects, and more than just what they would usually do. They usually help local council fix up roads and fix up bridges. We need more. We need significant investment to help with the economic recovery, but to also make sure we've got infrastructure to attract people back. Qantas are keen for flights to restart when restrictions are eased. Wouldn't it be great to have an expanded airport so more flights can come in and out of Bendigo? So that's the ask for about $5 million to help with the extension of the Bendigo Airport Terminal. The state is on board, local government is on board. We just need the federal government to partner. That's one project. Another key project that I'm campaigning for is money to upgrade the showgrounds. Great community asset that could use a bit of an expansion, use it up a bit, make sure that it's able to compete with other venues around Australia to attract the big big events, big agricultural shows, because they will come back. We will have a wool and sheep show again, and we just want to make sure we've got the best facilities to attract more of those events. That helps our hoteliers, that helps our hospitality, that helps local people have a brighter future after this crisis.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we wish you well with that campaigning on our behalf, Lisa, and as always, thanks very much for having a chat to us on the show this morning.
Good to catch up, and let's hope it's good news next Tuesday in the federal budget. We definitely deserve our fair share of funding.
My word. Fingers crossed. Good on you. Thanks, Lisa.